How do you go about reaching those goals? Well, you need to build a character foundation. Now, folks, they can say all they want to. I don't care what the polls show. Ultimately, character does count. Everything is not relative. Not one time in all the years that I've been traveling have I ever come home and have the redhead. Now, of course, many of you know that I talk about my wife. I always call her the redhead. When I'm talking to her, it's Sugar Baby. Her name is Jean. I've never come home from a trip and have her to ask me, honey, were you relatively faithful to me on this trip? There are moral absolutes. When you talk to people, a mother who's been left with three children, husband ran off, if she thinks character counts, you know the answer you would get. If his wife ran off with his best friend and left him with the three kids, if he thinks character counts, I can guarantee you you'll get a yes. Or a business person who's bankrupt because an embezzler put him in bankruptcy. They'll tell you that character counts. Emerson said it so well when he said, ability without honor has no value. That foundation has got to be solid. A number of years ago, I was in Calgary, Canada. I had the privilege of going up on top of Calgary Tower. It's 626 feet high. Now, I have to measure things with something I'm familiar with. That's 2 football fields and 26 more feet straight up in the air. Now, it weighed 13,000 tons. 7,000 of those tons were underground. Now, when you got that kind of foundation, you can go way up. And as individuals, if we've got the right kind of foundation, a character foundation, we can go way up. And then when disaster strikes, if we've got a solid foundation, we will never fall to the basement. We've got a stopping point. And it's much easier to go back up. Does it work in the business world, this character stuff? Well, how important are values? Jim Breck, former chairman of Johnson & Johnson, is a legendary advocate arguing that J&J's credo, their foundational values, was responsible for the company's rapid action in taking Tylenol off the market. You remember what happened? What they did, although there was absolutely no real danger or concern, once those deaths were caused, they took all of it off of every shelf in America. And the American public said, I can trust them. And that's the reason there was just a blip. It cost them millions of dollars temporarily, but they could not have gotten that kind of publicity at that kind of price. To prove his point, though, about character, he commissioned a study of the financial performance of U.S. companies that have had a written value statement for at least a generation. The net income, hear this, the net income of those 20 companies increased by a factor of 23 during a period when the gross national product dropped by a factor of 2.5. It really is true, folks. You can get everything money will buy without a lick of character. But you can't get anything money won't buy with no character. For long-term success, character is the key. What is character? It's the ability to carry out a good resolution. Once the excitement of the moment has passed. That's what character is. With long-range goals based on character, the pebble on the beach, you know, is just it. It's just a pebble. Without those long-range goals based on character, then, folks, every little obstacle becomes a mammoth obstacle that we've got to overcome. Now, when you start looking at goals, I like to think of the one I talk about quite a bit. You know, a sailor at sea without a compass must stay within sight of the shore. A sailor with a compass who disciplines himself to follow the compass, he can go anywhere in the world, the boat itself will take him. When you got direction, stability, long-range objectives. When you've got the right attitude, then things happen. Well, how many goals did you have? See, we've been asking questions, and what we're doing is eliminating a lot of the goals that were whims. Now what you need to do is choose 4 goals to work on each day. Now, the remaining goals should be viewed weekly. Now, I learned something here about 3 years ago when I was enrolled in automobile university, as I have been for many, many years. I've puzzled many times. Why is it that, for example, 27 years ago, I changed my lifestyle and lost the weight and kept it off? I've maintained the enthusiasm and the excitement. When I was 60 years old, I stayed on the treadmill at the Cooper Clinic longer than any active player in the National Football League who's taken the test. 6 months ago, I stayed 3 minutes and 10 seconds longer than I'd been able to stay when I was 45 years old, overweight, and out of shape. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that the goals and decisions you make now will affect you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years down the road. I really do have more measurable energy today than I had when I was 45 years old. Why don't everybody follow through more? Well, in listening in Automobile University, I received some information from Stanford University that said that 95% of the people who hear, understand, and agree with the principle do not have the ability to apply it to their lives because they do not have the necessary resources. You see, you listen, and I'll talk more about this as we go, you listen until you can finish the sentence that's being said. When you can do that, then it's self-talk. And you see, the most important opinion you have is the opinion you have of yourself. Opinion of self, conversation with self, enormously important. Now, in order to move into the 5%, which I know everybody would love to do in balancing our life, then we need to break our significant goals into small pieces. You build beautiful marriages. You raise positive kids in a negative world. You win a scholarship, number one in sales, lose 37 pounds, become financially independent, build a secure financial future by doing it in small incremental steps. On Sunday, November the 17th, 1996, in the Dallas Morning News, you might have read about Osceola McCarty, where she had funded a $150,000 scholarship at the University of Southern Mississippi. She lived in poverty all of her life. The scholarship was for African-American students. And everybody was absolutely stunned because she had lived frugally all of her life. But she did something with every paycheck that works for a lot of people. Regardless of the size of the paycheck, she always saved part of it. And as a result, this little lady left that much money. Now, she had to quit school at 8. Her family had to have a caretaker, and she ended up being a caretaker for her mother and then an aunt, and she lived really at the poverty level. Her little house was given to her back in 1947 or 9 by an uncle. But she accepted responsibility for her future, and that's the reason she was saving. Since that gift she gave to the university, she's become a national celebrity. They've been flying her all over the country. I mean, she's been on talk show after talk show. Harvard University gave her a Doctor of Humane Letters. She's had innumerable invitations to go everywhere and do just about everything. Her portrait, the first African-American portrait ever to hang at the University of Southern Mississippi, is right there at that university. She has become really a celebrity. Now, she has gotten more out of life, more enjoyment, after she was 88 years old than most people will ever get in their lifetime. Why? Because she gave it for the right purpose. To educate those deserving students who really could not get an education otherwise. See, it is true. You really can't have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.